I'm going to try to talk about the movie Avengers: The Endgame. This is one of those movies that you really have to pay attention to the previous movies in the Marvel Universe, including Captain America, the Avengers Infinity War, and all of the related type of movies, the Hulk and all that stuff. Now, unfortunately, as I've seen some of those movies, I did not retain everything from those movies. For example, in Captain America, I did not retain the fact that Captain America was frozen in ice for 70 years and is in the future. So it left me perplexed as to some of the plot lines later on in the film Endgame. Endgame relies heavily on time travel to get to the endgame. And I hate time travel movies. I really was watching Endgame, not knowing all about it, what going in. I had seen Infinity War. I knew about Thanos and how he is unstoppable once he has all the Infinity Stones. I certainly don't like the whole time travel thing. It just causes too many problems. If you can do time travel, you can fix anything. You can go back in time before this person became bad, and exactly what they were doing in this movie. You could go back in time. Someone else could go back in time before that to undo what they did. And so there's just all these paradoxes that get created from it. And this movie relied heavily on time travel. And they were trying to say, oh, we can only do it once. We only have one shot at it. We can go back in time. We can go back before Thanos got the Infinity Stones, and we can get them ourselves and secure them. And that's essentially what they did. Now, as a side result of all of this, I don't know if it's more of the careers in real life of some of the people. They killed off a few of the Avengers that were, I thought, were big. So we're heading into spoiler territory here. They killed off Iron Man, which he didn't have to die. I guess it's because he was getting too old, didn't want to keep doing the movies. I don't know. I thought he was good in Iron Man and played those parts really well. They also killed off Scarlett Johansson's Avengers character, and forgive me, I forget her name. And they killed off Captain America. Well, they didn't kill Captain America off. They just sent him back in time. He had a mission he had to complete, and he stayed back in time. And so when he came back to present time, he was an old man. And then that leads us to the whole passing of the shield. He kind of gave this shield to one of the Black Panthers. In general, I like the origin stories. I liked Batman origin stories. I liked the Iron Man one. So I tend to like those types of stories. And then when you get to the super villain stage, like Thanos, where he's just so powerful that he could destroy anyone with his grip. He can destroy the Hulk. Nobody can stop him. Superman, he just flicks them around like toy soldiers. So when you get to that level, it gets ridiculous. And I don't like when there's multiple superheroes in a movie, because that's also, it gets ridiculous. So you have Superman, you have all the super friends are all there, they can do everything, you have Spider-Man. I like it when they're not quite as powerful, when there's one, maybe a couple of super villains, but there's one hero, and it makes for a more interesting movie, and the Avengers has gone kind of off the rails a little, in my opinion. I found Endgame to be entertaining. It was a super massive hit worldwide. I don't know, approaching billions of dollars. I think it surpassed that. Just because a movie's popular doesn't mean it's great. But it was entertaining. I'll have to give it that. I watched it the night prior to Bowling Sweepers in Las Vegas. I think it was like May 17th or 16th, 2019. So if I had to give this movie a rating, I would give it a solid 3 stars. As far as superhero movies goes, if you love the Avengers, you're going to want to see this. But if you're not into the superhero thing in the Marvel world, definitely would not recommend seeing this movie.